Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And I say all the time that He thinks of everything. And God's ways are just and unmovable. To the James once wrote that God gives grace. He resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. And there's a reason for it. Jesus said that he rejoiced. You know, the scripture in Luke chapter 10. Jesus rejoiced that the Lord, he said there were many prophets that desired to see the things you see and hear the things you hear, and they didn't hear it. And he rejoiced that God revealed it to babes, people that just would love him and love God, love each other, and not miss the point. When there is an atmosphere of love, the Holy Spirit is attracted to it. And he can operate when men love each other, when people love people like God loves us. Humble people. Anybody can be humble, but the question is, who are they humble to? In the military, a private is humble to his sergeant. He may not like him, but he'll do what he say do. Some of them do it from the heart, some of them do it grudgingly, and they can't wait till their term is over so they can get out of the military. So it is in the church. Some people really love God. And some people fall out of love with God, and they grudgingly do whatever they do. Some parents grudgingly raise their children. Some parents quit raising their children. But that's not God's way. Jesus said that he that won't take care of his own children is worse than an infidel, a man that does not believe in God. Even Christian people who will not take care of their children, they are worse than a man that doesn't believe God at all. The love of God is very important. Everything goes back to love and hate. The tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The Word of God helps us to understand God, and then we'll love God and choose to serve Him, and we won't hate Him. You can't serve but one master. You're going to love one and hate the other. How do you know you're hating God? When you do something that He's revealed not to do, or when you do something against people. The way we love God is tied to the way we love man. The way we love man is directly a gauge of how we love God. It can't be separated. It's just the way it is. When people slander people, they're doing the same thing against God Himself, because that's His creation. Every person is His creation. And I know people do foolish things and it can get on your nerves, but the way we respond is very important. It is a gauge how we treat people. I learned not to be offended at people. I knew that people were going to do things that they shouldn't do, and I wouldn't like it. But I learned not to take it personal, because I love God. And I see the need of people. People lack knowledge. People think they're right when they're wrong. People believe error. They believe the worst. They're groomed to believe wrong, so they really need people to love them. Now, when it comes to what God is doing, people have been trying to figure out when the rapture is going to be. Is it before the tribulation? Is it in the middle of the tribulation? Is there a rapture at all? Well, there is a rapture. Jesus taught it. It's going to be one. But the Father put that in his own control. And I know that you could, men have convincing scriptures in both ways. I've always been taught pre-tribulation rapture. And I never really heard the case, a good case on the mid-tribulation or at the end of the tribulation. And I know that there's going to be a rapture, so when they say there's not going to be one, I know they're wrong. Yeah, there's going to be one. I even had a vision of it. That's not why I believe it. I believe because the Word said it's going to be one. Nevertheless, men try to figure out what God is up to. And they can't. Because Jesus said that the Father has put this in his own power when he would return. Another scripture said Jesus don't even know. As he is, so are we in this world. If he knew, we'd know. The thing is, the Lord is out to sincerity. And he's going to do it at the most precise moment, at the most strategic moment, because he thinks of everything. I'm not saying this lightly, but many things have been done. The Lord conceals his word from the wicked. Why? Because people who don't love God, they exploit God's word to make merchandise of God's people. So many things the Lord is doing, and he tells only those who have earned his trust, those who love him, those who won't betray him. He gives grace to the humble, the babes, people that just love him. And I always said, I always learn more from just people who love God. They say the most profound things, even when they're not called to the ministry. When people that just love God, they get it. Understand, some pastors are not going to heaven. They have all the education. People trust education. They trust the title behind their name, all these things. But they become false. A name, a suit, a big building, that will not get you into heaven or the kingdom of God. That just impresses men. You know, I was watching a video yesterday with Steve Quayle. And the pastor, Langford, he was saying that the Lord, I got to go back and listen to it again. But because people were ignoring God, the Lord was about to write Ichabod on the outside of the church. Now, you wouldn't have seen it in the natural, but it would have been there. And when things like that happen, the Lord will reject that ministry. Remember, the tares are bound in bundles to be burned. Bound in bundles to be burned. Why would God do that? I often wonder, why would he bind the tares in bundles to be burned? See, when people are of a persuasion, it's just like when Peter said that Jesus was the Christ. And then Jesus said, on this rock I build my church. And then Jesus explained that he would die. And Peter said, not so, Lord. And Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Just that fast, Satan came to came with unbelief against what Christ was doing. He was of another spirit. One spirit, he was, one moment he was of the Spirit of God. In moments, he spoke by the spirit of Satan. Satan. When people preach a belief, if there's a spirit behind it, whether it's God's spirit or some demon. Now, when people teach falsely, they don't do it by accident. When the Lord tried to bring correction and repentance and warning, If they harden their heart and won't repent, then the Lord has to do something, because it's doing damage to the body of Christ. It's taking people down. Good people, God loves them. He loves us too much to let scoundrels take advantage against us and cause us to be in danger of hell. So the people that won't repent, he bind them in bundles to be burned. They are repurposed. Satan used to be Lucifer. When he became Satan, he was repurposed. He went from being a judge to an accuser, a light bearer to a parasite. When Balaam went with the men of Balak, he was repurposed. He went from being a great prophet of God to one who started a false religion. And it would attract people that were false, and the Lord would judge. It's the same thing with how he binds the wicked in bundles to be burned. People of a certain persuasion will persuade other people that won't repent and won't lie. Paul said, in the last days, people will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And again, he said, the day will come where they won't endure sound doctrine. You know, all these things happen. The false leaders, the false pastors, and the false teachers are wrong. And they preach a gospel, that a worldly gospel that worldly people would love. And it's a vexation against people who really love God. And to keep from destroying the people that love God, he let the wicked attract the wicked, and then they're bound in bundles to be burned. And they come together, because when you're wrong, you still want solace. You can't get it from God because you're wrong and won't repent because you love the world. So they find people of the like persuasion. That's why you have homosexual condoning pastors and sometimes homosexual pastors. I even saw a TV show, the one where the guy found the houses for the lottery winners, and it was two men that were gay, and one said he was a pastor, and he bought this big old house and put a wedding chapel in the backyard. God has bound the wicked in bundles to be burned. The wicked will believe a blatant lie against the light and not repent. And though people act nice, that don't mean that they're not wicked. They have changed God's word. If they ever were a Christian, their name was blotted out of the book of life. And when they die, their name won't be there, and they won't be there either in God's kingdom. They will be captured by demons and drugged to hell, kicking and screaming, thinking that they were all right with God. And some of them know that they're not right with God. Some people are deceived, but wickedness is wickedness. If a man won't repent and he holds the truth in unrighteousness, he will, my friend, be judged. This is why we must follow the word of God with love. It all goes back to the beginning, love and hate. You're going to love one and hate the other. When it's time to choose, they choose what they love the most. They always do. That's something that everybody has in common. They choose what they love the most. I don't care who they are. Everybody does this. They choose what they love the most. And from the heart, they speak from the heart. And then they act on what they speak. That's something that everybody has in common. Some really love God. And when you really love God and you search the scriptures for yourself, it's harder to be deceived. You'll detect error and it'll vex your spirit like Lot was vexed in Sodom and Gomorrah. The people in those cities vexed his spirit. He hated he had to live there. See, in those days, you had to live in a city. If you go by yourself, the robbers will take everything you got, rape your wife and daughters. You had to. And the place he chose to live, that they were wicked. And it vexed his spirit. People are going to church and they're vexed. They leave worse than they came in the door. They leave worse off than when they came. Because false teachers and false prophets weaken the people. They teach a lying word, a den of thieves. Jesus took a whip and ran people out of the temple because they were making the house of God a den of robbers. They had their unbalanced scales trying to make profit off people selling the animals to cover their sins. Something that should be holy, they turned it into a den of thieves. Men are no different now and worse. If you think it was bad when the Jews had brought Jesus before Pilate, if you think the leaders were bad, the people were worse. It was the people who wanted Barabbas. And they shouted loud that they wanted Barabbas. Their voice was heard. They hated Jesus. And if you think that generation was blind and bad, this generation's 10 times worse. Our politicians, they try to get elected through abortion. In Europe, they kill old people. They euthanize people. God has bound the wicked in bundles to be burned. And judgment starts at the house of God. The wicked, they strengthen each other in their wrong and in their error. And see, the people that are persuaded wrong, they attract people that love the wrong, the same thing. They always do and they always will. And it'll vex people. When people who really love God, they have to go to these churches because their parents or friends or their spouse may go there. And it vexed their spirit and they want to leave. And sometimes they'll leave. And sometimes God will move them out of the way, keep them out of harm's way. It leaves a bad taste in their mouth. A lot of people gave up and don't go to church. Good people, God-fearing people. Because some churches, it's just a bundle of chaff. I don't like saying things, but this is the truth. If you try to give them the revelation of God, they'll hate it. They have no appetite for it. I can't count the pastors that I know and love. Not my pastor, but I know people who have. I've given them revelation that God allowed me to give them. And the subject changed just as fast as I started speaking. It's time to go now. They don't want to hear it. And when pastors don't want sound doctrine, the people don't either. And I explained how sometimes I would be ministering the word of God, or I would want to, and the Lord would cause me to forget everything that I was about to say until I leave there. It took me a long time to realize what was happening. But when I'm around humble people, I get all kind of revelation that I never thought about before. Why? God gives grace to the humble and he resists the proud. And he always has and he always will. When you read Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, they do the same thing. The leadership of that day had no appetite for what was right. And they would pour their heart out. They just, and if you read Isaiah chapter 30, they said, don't prophesy right things, prophesy smooth things. And then they said, prophesy deceits. They had no appetite for the things of God. And this is why God resists the proud. This is why he binds the chaff in bundles, the tares. He separates them. The sheep and goat nations. The goat nations are against his will. Sheep, they love his will. Now it's time for you to go forward and not look at what the world is doing. The world, my friend, is going to be the world. You can't change it. People, they choose what they love the most. Even the people we love and care about, they choose whatever it is they love the most. If you can pray and help them, God will show you how to pray for them. He wakes me up at night and show me what people are doing and how I can help and how to pray for them. And then I see others sitting across the table. They're not on God's side. And the Lord told me this. He said, the chaff that abound in bundles to be burned, he says, nothing you can do to get them back over here. If you try to get them back over here, you're wasting your time. And, you know, I had to think about that. It's amazing. People can be so hard-hearted. God has to do something. They'll do more damage if God didn't bind them in bundles to be burned. There were always tares among the wheat. But now God has separated. And he's still separating and dividing. The word of God divides. Jesus said he didn't come to bring peace but a sword, to divide the chaff and the wheat, to even people in their own families. And people have neglected to teach what Jesus said because it's not popular. But see, when you're going through all these continual problems and trying to get worldly people to be like God, you're aggravating them and they're aggravating you. God told Abraham, get away from your father's house, your kindred, and your nation. Leave what's dead, sick, and dying, and go to a land that I will show you. What makes you think it's any different now? There are families that really love God, and they pray together, they stay together, they love the word, they go to church together, they grow, and they produce fruit of their own kind. And then they're hard-headed people that will never get it right because they made another choice. People always choose what they love the most. And then God makes a choice. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our everlasting Lord.